Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, February 27th of 2024. I am your host, Dwight the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. Honestly, it's almost hard to say February 27th. It doesn't feel like February at all. The city where I live in, it hit 73 degrees today, according to my Google thing, 73. We had the only place in Michigan that I know of that had hit 70 before in February was like Detroit area, and that was on like April 11th, 1999. Which would have been, no, excuse, oh, February 11th. I'm sorry. February 11th, excuse me. I'm at February because we've had 70s in March before in my lifetime, several times. We don't have them every March. But that March, yes, we did have a 70-degree day. We had a near 70 on March 30th, and then we did have a 70 on the 31st, in fact, 73, on Wednesday, March 31st. I had looked at that kind of recently based on the area where I live, and it's been unusually warm. We are going to pay a brief price for that, though, as we have temperatures tonight that are to drop like 40 degrees. Could be some little bit of ice on the roads in the morning, hopefully not too much, but could be a little bit from whatever rain we get tonight. And winter will come back for a brief 2 days, but both of those days have highs that will only be in the upper 30s. I say only because of how warm it's been the last couple of days. Normal for right now where I live is like 35. So it'll still be above normal by a couple degrees. After those 2 days, there's nothing under 50 until next Thursday at least. Generally, we don't go over 50 based on an average day until like April 1st. Mm-hmm. So we'll still be weeks. We'll still be several weeks, you know, ahead of normal. I've been liking it. They've been talking about side effects that we could see with our water and stuff as far as, you know, the lakes and that, but hey, I'm not worried about that so much. Nope, I'm not.
God's in control.
God's in control. But I feel like some of those things that they say about the waves and that, they'll say that to make it seem like the warmth isn't good.
Right. There's always got to be a
negative, a naysayer. There's always got to be a negative Nancy.
Yep, and definitely in the world news, for sure.
And we don't know how substantiated they are. They'll try to say, oh, yeah, we have all the facts. Mm. We know everything. What? Oh, did you look up the data yourself? Did it show you that?
Yep.
What did the AI show you? Oh, speaking of AI, I had heard of something that was pretty incredible. According to Facebook, you know, now called Meta, the full company name is Meta, but, you know, Meta. But, you know, on the apps and that, it's still called Facebook. But they have an AI. According to their AI, Biden was the 45th and still is president of America, not Trump. It's like it left Trump out. Now there is AI. Google's AI is called Google's AI is called Gemini. Now, now if you have that Google app, you can, you know, use it. And so I typed it in on that. I'm not really one to play with AI much at all, but just to see how it would respond, I put in, you know, who was the 45th president of the United States? It said Trump was, which was good. That was accurate. It was correct. Now, what I didn't do, I should put in, I think I'll do that when the show is done. I think I might. I'll type into it, what is something good that Trump did for America?
Mm-hmm.
That's when the truth will come out.
Yeah.
Not just who was it. And then I did something else with it. I only did one more thing with it. I asked it, you know, to give me a Bible verse. It gave me John 3:16, which is in fact a good Bible verse.
Oh, good.
And I thought, oh, maybe this AI loves Jesus, is what I thought. And then I'm thinking, no, it doesn't, only because you prompted it.
Right. Do you think that it would say that Trump is 44th president, and they maybe got it wrong, or they don't even have him in there at all?
As for the metal one, I don't know.
Oh, we'll have to see.
I'd be curious. But this AI, though, there's things about it, like, that are, I can see where there's good and bad about it. There's good and bad with everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the local mall where I live, we have a robot that cleans our floors now. And people were whining about how it would take jobs away. But I don't think it's done that at all. I don't think it's done that at all. You know, the owner said, you know, that it would allow the other, you know, the employees who were doing the cleaning and that to do other things, you know, like the bathrooms and that. So, you know, so there's good things like that. But hopefully the owner will be, I mean, hopefully the robot will be kept away while the con is happening.
I'm sure.
Because otherwise it could be like this. Somebody got ran over by the robot walking through Conan this weekend. You might think there's no such thing as robots. But as for Mr. Bobby, he believed. He was walking down the hallway looking at the comics. And his wife was wondering, why did this robot have to knock him down?
Oh,
and it could be a disaster story.
I
walked right by it, you know, and I touched it. I was just feeling what it was.
Yeah.
It stopped.
Oh, yeah? So it stops when someone touches it. It's got a sensor.
Somehow it could sense it.
Cool.
I walked a little bit of a ways away from it. It turned back on.
Well, that's good.
I'm like, so I tell people, you know, if you see the robot, touch it. Mm-hmm. It'll stop.
It'll stop.
Would be,
if kids run up to it, it'll stop.
You know, they run up to it and touch it. But, you know, someone on a Facebook group around here was whining about how they couldn't ride on it, jokingly.
Oh,
they wanted to be able to take a ride on it through the mall.
Like the old train.
Like the Zamboni, a hockey Zamboni. A Zamboni will go across the ice, and what the ice will be doing is the ice will be cleaning the ice at hockey games in between, during intermissions, like in between the periods
mm-hmm.
of play. And it'll be going up and down, you know, cleaning the ice and making sure that it's, you know, thick enough and just the right thinness and thickness, and not too thick or too thin or anything like that. Just right, you know, for the hockey players, because, you know, you don't want anyone to get hurt. Hopefully that thing is kept at bay while people are looking at comics.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise,
I'm sure he will have it out.
He better not have it out.
I mean, he'll have it put up.
I'd be like, If I saw Mr. Dice, I'd be like, Mr. Dice, did you make sure that your robot is locked up? He better know where it is.
Yeah.
I'd be like, do you know where your robot is?
Yeah.
I'd be like, hopefully it's not out cleaning. You know? Because otherwise it'd be like, it'd be like, they were attacked by a robot. But I'm sure he knows not to, like, you know, but I mean, that goes to show, you know, technology, and I can see where people say, you know, robots this, robots that, and, like, you know, and there's robotics things that kids are involved in now and stuff, and it could do this, or it could do that, or whatever, you know. That was my first initial robot that I've ever seen. Well, in person was the one, the floor cleaner. Now, I want to know where our robot is that makes us donuts, like for the house, not for the donut shop. The ones for the donut shop, if you're using robotically made donuts, bye-bye. I want to know that thing was made with love. I don't know that robots know how to love.
No.
I don't know that robots know how to love. I don't think there can be a spirit-filled robot. I really don't think so.
Nope, I don't think humans are capable of making a soul, a spirit.
You mean robots?
Robots. Yeah, well, humans can make robots, but not a soul.
That robot will not have a soul. That robot will not make heaven.
They try to clone and all that, but you can't make a spirit.
They'll try to be like, and they might try to make us be part robot, part human. I'm sorry, you can't make a human a robot. Because I've heard of where they might be trying to, where they would try to merge, you know, human and, you know, technology, you know, different things like that, which honestly, that could be very detrimental. It could be dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they'd be able to do like maybe a robotic arm or something, but when it comes to your
like
brain
to help people.
Or your soul, you can't make a brain or a soul, a thinking brain.
But a robotic arm, like,
arm
could help someone.
Leg, yeah, that could be helpful.
Like kind of like how they have the robotic surgeries, like that can help.
Right. Yeah. You know, God did put those ideas in people, but it's come not to make a soul.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And like this whole, so like with the whole robotic and AI thing, I would say this: there's good and there's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like I won't be one of those that'll just say all AI is bad. Throw it away. You know, we joke about it and that, and I joke about it and be like, AI might have been used to mess with the Super Bowl and the NFC game before, which the Lions were in.
Uh-huh.
you know, and that. But like, yeah, there could be good uses of AI. Yeah, when I used it, the first time I used it, it gave me a Bible verse when I asked it to. It didn't say, what Bible?
Yeah.
At least it didn't say, what do you mean the Bible?
Right.
You know, and so like, you know, it'd be, but it was, but I just thought it was, you know, kind of interesting that how it was able to do that. And how can these people ask the AI, you know, ChatGPT, how can people ask it to write them like a 4-page paper or whatever from their phone for a college assignment?
You're right.
I don't get how that would work, because generally you're not writing a 4-page paper on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You'll need to use your tablet or a laptop, because your phone was not made to write a 4-page paper or a 6-page or an 8-page or whatever. I'm sorry, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't. It's not designed to be able to do all those fonts, Times New Roman, double spaced, what your teachers required.
Yeah.
And yes, I know exactly what I'm talking about, because I want, you know, when I was a college student, it was like that, you know, you need this and this and this, you know, and that, and that'd be like, you know, like, yeah, I need to follow these requirements, you know, so I mean, I don't know how you're going to get ChatGPT to write you a 4-page paper. And furthermore, you shouldn't be using that to write your paper. If you're a college student, you write your paper. Don't let ChatGPT do it. Because your professor might notice. Your professor might know. Might notice. Like, you know, because chances are with those AI things, there will be no spelling errors or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And they look for other things more so than they do spelling errors. They look for other things more so than they do spelling errors at college. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like if they never saw a single error, you know, unless you get 100% all the time on everything, they'd be like, hmm.
Right.
Kind of concerns. It's almost a concern that there's not one error in there. Mm-hmm. You know, like especially on a longer paper, like a 6-page or an 8-page or you know, like there'll be, you know, but then it's just a crazy thing.
Mm-hmm.
So goes back to what I said, you know, there's good and bad. And I think it's kind of wild that there was a place in the Bible where the Israelites went called AI.
There was?
Yeah, there was a place in the Bible called AI, a city called AI.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. Yep, and it's and the name of the city was AI, not artificial intelligence. It was just called AI.
Weird.
You know, and it's like, yep, and it's, which is wild. And then, you know, years later, we heard about AI. And I had heard of AI like over 20 years ago. But when I heard about it, it was the name of a movie from 2001. No, I did not go watch that movie. I didn't go watch it. I was too young to watch it at the time. Whatever it was, I don't think I'd watch it now, honestly. You had heard of that movie too, hadn't you?
Yeah.
What was it about, or did you not even? Were you not even sure?
I'm not even sure.
But you
just remember hearing about it.
That it was called, and basically that it was like you shouldn't see it.
Well, I don't know. I know I didn't see it, or I'd remember it.
But like, you know, it was probably, I don't know if it was a true story or not, but, and guess what? I don't care. But you know, but
right.
You know.
Yeah.
As they say, I don't know and I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
My brother did that. My brother did that to me once before, sometimes when I was younger. But he was doing it to be kind of rude a little bit. But like, because when you heard someone say it like that, they were trying to be rude.
I don't know and I don't care.
But when but what I was doing was like, I was just making it clear. Like at this point, at this point, right this minute, when I'm doing my show, what that movie was about doesn't really matter. It doesn't.
No.
I mean, if I want to know, I might look it up. I might or might not look it up later. But I'm still not gonna watch it. I'm just predetermined that I'm not gonna watch the movie. And but you know, many years later, you know, in the last few years, we found out, you know, especially like in the last 2 to 3, we found out a whole lot more about AI. Like even during COVID, we didn't understand a ton about AI really. Did we? Not really, huh?
No, I don't think.
Not really.
No.
Nope, nothing like what we know now, and how you know, they, and even national security, you know, they know that there can be bad things done with AI, but to help people with certain simple tasks, like what I gave it, like, there was no harm in it. But I would say, of course, it would be like everything else. Watch it. By watch, I mean watch what you use it for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, watch. Be on watch. You know, and make sure you're not, you know. And if you find yourself really fascinated with it and stuff, don't let it be your God.
Nope.
You know, Don't let it be your God. Don't let it be your you know. I had heard of, I don't know this pastor, but I had heard of a pastor who used AI to generate And he let AI generate a sermon for him because he hadn't read his Bible in 6 months.
Oh, my.
And I'm like, and I thought, what? My dad told me about.
Oh.
And I thought, like, and I was like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't let AI program my shows. I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to. Because furthermore, what if it's woke?
Yeah.
Like, you know, if I just decided, I'm just going to let AI do all the talking. I'm not even going to talk on the Miracle Man show tonight. I'm just, this show tonight will be officially be AI-led. Let me tell you one thing. It wouldn't have the kind of personality that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are it would have no humor. You know, unless I put it in there for it to tell other joke. Chances are it wouldn't be a good one. It'd probably be a weak one.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? It might give me good ones. I don't know. But in a way, you know, it's great that we have technology to be able to have technology help us do things. And to show people how to use it and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, some of you kids can help your grandmas and grandpa, maybe great grandma, you know, what have
yeah.
you, who might not know how to use the phone. I mean the iPhone or whatever.
Yeah, I heard a lady in the store, she's like, calls her grandson every time she needs help, and he goes, Grandma, I'm not Google.
When was this?
Today.
When was it, like at Kroger or something?
No, Dollar Tree. Grandma, I'm not Google.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, I just heard it, too.
Hey, I'd love to hear that. I'd love to hear that conversation.
That was funny.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that. Like, Grandma?
Yeah.
Grandma, I'm not Google.
She's like, can you help me, Sonny? No, Grandma, I'm not Google. Because they do. They call their grandchildren or their kids, help me with this, because they're just not tech savvy. It's literally just, they can learn it, but it's harder.
Yeah, it is.
Than it is for us.
But anyhow, thank God for that. Mm-hmm. And a couple of other, but I do want to remind you of a couple, you know, I want to remind you of a couple things that are going on, in the near future. First thing is next week, the Holy Spirit Conference at my church. What it is it's a conference about the Holy Spirit. It's a conference set aside to let the Holy Spirit get in the church and let him do whatever he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not led by a human agenda. Like, if I want to preach on this, I want to preach on that, you know, unless the Holy Spirit tells them to preach on it, then they'll do it. But, you know, it's led by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. And you know, and we should be led by the Holy Spirit, especially in these last days.
Yeah.
Because we're getting closer with every day. We really are.
Oh, yeah.
Every newscast, honestly, I wouldn't say they're all darker than the other, not necessarily, but we just know every hour we're getting closer.
Yep.
I mean, it's been that way, for a very long time. But still, we are in the very last of the last days.
Absolutely.
Down and dirty, as my pastor says, the down and dirty last days.
Yep, down to the nitty gritty.
Yep, down and dirty.
Down and dirty.
But guess what? Jesus is on our side. He helps us through the maze, and we don't have to be afraid.
Good news.
His will is being done.
Mm-hmm.
And in case you might be thinking, the Bible's fake news, I'd be like, what proof do you have?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, what is your proof that it's fake news? I'd be like, I don't have no proof that it's fake news.
No. Nope.
The stuff that you believe is fake news.
Mm-hmm.
I do have proof for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, I'd be tempted to say, I have semi-loads of proof.
Oh, yeah.
But anyhow, the Holy Spirit Conference next Tuesday night through Friday night. Go online to marktbarclay.com to find out information about it and how you can be a part of it. Amen. Another thing I want to remind you about is Millamall Comic Con, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday 10 to 6, Sunday 10 to 5 will be held at Millamall. Lots of, you know, there'll be a cosplay contest, which cosplay is those who dress up and, you know, not like different, you know, characters from, you know, from different, maybe some, you know, from video games and comics or certain TV shows or whatever, like, you know, different things like that. It's a pretty cool thing. But I would say to those of you who are into gaming, those of you who are into, you know, your comics and that, don't make those comics. Don't make those games. Don't make that, you know, those characters. Don't put that stuff ahead of God.
Amen.
When you do that, you put that character, you put that show, you put that video game, or that board game, or whatever, whatever that entertainment is, you put it, if you put that stuff ahead in front of God, it's an idol.
Yep, idolatry.
And then you have to repent for that game idolatry, or for that comic idolatry or movie idolatry or whatever that stuff is that you put in front of God. You'll have to repent for that if you decide that all that stuff. Same goes with sports. Same goes with other stuff that's not God. I mean, I'm sure if you like Spider-Man, I mean, yeah, there's worse stuff, but don't put that stuff in front of God. Do not put that stuff in front of God. If you do, it's not good. It's not good. You're breaking one of the Ten Commandments.
Yep.
And when God made the Ten Commandments, they weren't the Ten Suggestions. It wasn't, I suggest you not have any gods before me, but if you decide this is more important for a little while, you know, for a few weeks or a few months or whatever, go on, it's all right. Oh, wait, I'm trying to think. Did he say that? No.
Uh-oh.
He said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Uh-oh. Meaning he should be your first love.
Yeah.
By the way, folks, that includes humans. That includes family members.
Yep. Our own selves.
Yep, our own selves. Parents, you should love Jesus more than you love your children.
Yeah, that was a hard one for me when I had Madison, but then I realized he gave her to me, so of course I love him more.
And guess what, parents? I see how well that went over. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to say that again. Parents, you should love Jesus more than you love your children. You should. Children listening, whether you're adult children or whether you're like actual children or teenagers or whatever. You should love Jesus more than you love your parents.
Yep.
What? Really? Yep. You should love Jesus more than you love your parents. I'm serious.
Yeah, it's simple, actually, when you know them.
Yep, you will, because otherwise you'll have to repent for
idolatry.
For parental or child idolatry.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that definitely can be for real.
Yep, you'll have to repent to the Lord for that, because when you do that, you might be like, oh, it's just a... No, it's breaking one of the Ten Commandments.
Yep.
So,
and if you're guilty of one, you're guilty of them all.
Yep, that means you
showed us
them all.
The Ten Commandments, because we couldn't do them, and we needed to have a list to say, oh, I can't do this, so I need a Savior. If we could do all them and pass it, we wouldn't be able to without him.
Yep, that's why God sent his son into the earth. Amen. That's why we love him. But, and so you know, but anyhow, you know, that's some pretty neat stuff. Okay, then I do want to remind you about the two things that I remind you about every time we do an episode. First thing I want to remind you about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life. It's the story of how great God has been. I am thankful to him for what he's done in my life. And I know something. Without God, I would much more than likely be dead right now. I'd be dead. I wouldn't be breathing. I mean, I'd be in heaven with my Lord, but God kept me here on this planet, so that shows me he's not done with me. And I'll say this, if we're not dead, he's not done. We should look at our life in that way, that if we are not dead, he is not done. Because then, makes us realize, that we have a reason for living.
Yeah.
That we really do have a reason, that it's not just still on this earth.
Yeah.
What do I do now? I'm tired, I'm bored. What do I do now? Well, he called you to this earth for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a reason.
Yes.
To live. It's by chance. No.
Oh.
He did it for a reason. He has an assignment for you to do. So go online to Rivers, RIVERS of miracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles and how it can be a blessing to you. Because I want you to read it. I believe in God that you'll read it. Oh, and by the way, I've said this many a time, but I don't care. I'm going to say it again. I think it's worth saying. We have a young person lives in Florida. She's given multiple copies of that book.
Yep.
To people. And I don't know that any of them are sorry that they read it.
She asked for another one for her friend, and she's like, they loved it. It changed their life.
These people are loving it. And it's great to see. And she's giving it to people, and they're not throwing them away. They're reading them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about flattery to me or anything like that. No, it's people are getting getting to know, about my God that is in that book.
That glorifies him.
And what God has done in my life. It's what God has done. And so I thank God for it, And it's just a great thing.
Great book.
It really is a great book. And I hope that in other places there's even more people, even young people that are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful thing. And so another thing I want to remind you about the PayPal. You can go online to give into the Miracle Man program. If you love what this has done in your life, and you just love not just hearing me, but hearing the word of the Lord and that. And you can go online to paypal.com to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. You can go online to paypal.com. In the search bar, type in River Shukla, RYVERS. The last name, Shukla, SHUKLA. Please keep in mind, if you would, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Related to that, the first R Rivers is capitalized. Also, the S in Shukla is capitalized. So kindly just make a little note of that if you would. I would appreciate that. I really would very much. And so thanks for that. And I mean that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
because and I just really do give thanks for that. Hallelujah. And so I want to sell a verse into you tonight that says this: therefore, my God shall supply all of your needs according to the weather. I'm sorry. According to the price of gas. I'm sorry. According to the attendance at Comic-Con.
No.
According to his riches and glory.
Yeah.
According to his riches and glory. People will think it's about all this other data, this data, that data, your economic data, all that kind of stuff. And we'll try to think, it's this, it's that. No, it's according to his riches and glory.
Yeah.
It's according to his riches and glory. It's not according to data, and you say, you may say, sometimes, why do you give these silly remarks time to time? And for those of you who think, laughter is important. Laughter doeth good like a medicine. Some of you might have not laughed in a very long time. So I feel like I see laughter as something that's important. I really do. So that's why, sometimes I, tell a little, joke like that. But also, well, the other thing that it does is it's to see if you people are paying attention to me or not.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way to kind of do a check. So in a way, it's like I'm doing two things at once.
Uh-huh.
And when I do that, it's like I'm doing a test to make sure that you're not. And so if you love what the Word of God has done, go online and sow your seed into the program. And I don't tell you what to give. I'm totally no pressure. Also, I'm not turning my episodes into fundraisers in order to make it so that we bring auctioneers on. Like what those people do at the fair when they'll be doing all that stuff with them with 5.5, 7.5, half,
Yeah.
All the auctioneer stuff. I don't do that. At the fair this year, I should do an episode right in front of that barn, at least part of it, for a second at least. I should do it from right by that barn. I should, and be like, and at some point be like, folks, this is what I will not be doing on my show.
Mm-hmm.
And then just point it, so that they can hear it and be like, really?
Yeah.
Like, are you serious? Yeah. I'm not going to be doing that on my episodes. But my pastor said that years and years ago about the building program. He said he would not turn his church services into fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. He hasn't. And so thank God for that. I'm going to sing a couple of songs and then get into the Word of the Lord. Tonight we're going to talk about, I'm going to call it this, dry bones live. Dry bones to live. And it's gonna be great. Sunday's empty tomb. Since when has impossible ever stopped you? Friday's disappointment, Sunday's empty tomb. You're not gonna run up on a turn when as impossible ever stopped you. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is the praise make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Oh yeah. Pentecostal fire. Sun is empty room. You're not gonna run out of miracles anytime soon. Pentecostal fire runs in my legs too. I believe there's another miracle here in this room. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is a praise make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Yeah, do you hear it? My God is able to save and deliver and heal and restore anything that he wants to. Just ask the stone that was rolled on the bones of Elijah if there's anything that he can't do. Just ask the stone that was rolled on the tomb in the garden what happens when God says to move. I feel him moving it now. I feel him doing it now. I feel him doing it now. Do it now. Do it now. This is the song of sound of dry bones rattling. Yeah. This is a praise make it dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Yeah. I hear the sound. I hear the sound. I hear the sound. I hear the sound. This is what it said. Live. Live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. Live. Live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. Live. Live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. Live. Live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. Live. Live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. Live. Live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is a praise make a dead man walk again. Hope in the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. Hope in the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. Hope in the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you are with us, that you are the God. I was a wretch. I remember who I was. I was lost. No, I was blind. I was running out of time. You made a way across the great divide. From the backward side of the castle, on your side, you made a way across the mountain. first time I remember, I was made whole. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, you have washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. Brought me out of darkness into glorious light. I was a wretch. I remember who I was. I was lost. I was blind. I was running out of time. You made a way across the great divide. For the first side of the castle, you brought me out of time. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. Brought me out of darkness into glorious light. There is nothing stronger than the resurrection power of your blood. There is nothing stronger. We are rescued by the power of your blood. There is nothing stronger than your resurrection power of your blood. There is nothing stronger. We are rescued by the power of the blood. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life, brought me out of darkness into glorious light again. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. Brought me out of darkness into glorious light. Sing this chorus. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. that you would save a wretch like me, someone who was lost, someone who didn't know. I mean, thank you, Jesus. You know, you found us, whether we grew up in a Christian home or not. We, you know, regardless of the circumstances, if you found us and we gave our life to you, then you saved us. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to be wretches anymore. Nope. Because you saved us, because you loved us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord God, for what you've done for each and every one of us. The greatest miracle we could ever receive is our salvation. And I thank you, Lord God, for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, I just love you. I love your presence.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord God. We worship you. We praise you for who you are, for what you've done. And we thank you, Lord God, that praise comes, praise leads to the breakthrough.
Oh.
And I thank you, Lord God, for that in Jesus' name. And I thank you that you, Lord God, know what every person needs. You know what every person needs on this program. And I thank you that you bring it to them, that you give, that they receive those manifestations, those healings, those deliverances, those families being brought back, those, you know, all that stuff that people ask you for, that you're meeting all those needs for these people in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Master, that you bless our time in your word. You use me to deliver the word. And thank you that you anoint those who hear the word will do your word, and that their hearts would be receptive to your word. In your matchless name.
Yeah.
And now I make my confession. I thank you that sponsors and partners come in, that finances come to the program, that more and more listeners tune into the program. Most importantly, I thank you for the huge increase in souls coming into your kingdom as a result of the program. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, praise God. I want you to open your Bibles, if you have them with you, to the book of Ezekiel 37. Hallelujah. Thank God for the book, for the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, we're going to be talking about the Valley of Dry Bones. Fifth, the first song I sang very well, because I know I've taught about it before. It was a while ago, a few years ago. But I just feel, you know, in my mind, I can't talk about the dry bones without singing that song. I can't.
Uh-huh.
And you think about the story of that song. It was written during the depths of COVID, April of 2020.
Oh.
Literally, it was written during the depths. You know, during the depths of COVID, you know, and there was all this and that going on. So much of what you heard on the news was negative.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it always is. I mean, it always is, you know, like it, but there was so much negativity. You could only, in my state, you could only go and get the things you said you could get from the store and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, and at my church, we sang it quite a few times. And man, let me tell you, at Invasion of 2020, 2021, we had fun. Especially at Invasion, man, we had fun with that song. We really did. And that Craig Wayne, who manages the car dealer, you know, he was having fun with it. And he likes to do something different with the live part, different than like what I did. He does a little more metal style, but I did it different. This one, like live, you know,
yeah.
like a little spin on it, like in my own little thing. But nonetheless, it's a great song. But really, we're gonna look at this chapter. We're going to read about, you know, these dry bones. Can they live again? And so, and it's, you know, and I just, you know, thank God for, because I'm feeling like, I feel like there's some bones that are going to live again.
Yeah.
Good. you know, some people that are tuning into this program, you know, and so it's a great thing. I'm going to start with verse 1, as is customary for me. Just
37?
So yep, of chapter 37. And it says here, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them. I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. And he asked me, son of man, now, in the book of Ezekiel, you see that a lot where it says son of man. You see that all over the book of Ezekiel to say son of man. So he asked me, son of man, just wanted you to alert, to be alerted of that, you know, as to like why certain things are, why they are. You know, he asked me, son of man, can these bones live? I said, O sovereign Lord, you alone know. Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you, and will make flesh come upon you, and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone by bone. I looked, and tendons and bones appeared on them. I mean, tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says, come from the four winds, O breath, breathe in to these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. And then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up. Our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says, O my people, I am going to open your graves and bring up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you, and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord. And the word of the Lord came to me, son of man, take a stick of wood, right on it, belonging to Judah and the Israelites associated with them. Take another stick and on it, Ephraim stick belonging to Joseph and all the house of Israel associated with them. Join them together into one stick so that they will become one in your hand. When your countrymen ask you, won't you tell us what you mean by this? Say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I'm going to take the stick of Joseph, which is in Ephraim's hand, and of the Israelite tribes associated with him, and join it to Judah's stick, making them a single stick of wood, and they will become one in my hand. Hold before their eyes the sticks that you have on them, and say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will take the Israelites out of the nations where they have gone. I will gather them from all around and bring them back into their own land. I will make them one nation in the land on the mountains of Israel. There will be one king over all of them, and they will never again be two nations or be divided into two kingdoms. They will no longer defile themselves with their idols, defile images, or with any of their offenses. For I will save them from all their sinful backsliding. And I will cleanse them. They will be my people, and I will be their God. My servant David will be king over them, and they will all have one shepherd. They will follow my laws and be careful to keep my decrees. They will live in the land that I gave to my servant Jacob, the land where our fathers lived. They and their children and their children's children, we call that grandchildren, they, their children, and their grandchildren will live there forever. And David, my servant, will be their prince forever. I will make a covenant with peace, a peace with them. It will be an everlasting covenant. I will establish their people and create their number, and I will put my sanctuary among them forever. My dwelling place will be with them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Then the nations will know that I, the Lord, make Israel holy, when my sanctuary is among them forever. So you see, we read about this dry bones thing. So first, you see, Ezekiel, you know, sees the bones. God asks him, hey, hey son of man, hey Ezekiel, can these bones live? When he tells God, you know, Lord, you know, only you know. You know, basically, you know, that's the way of saying, you know, Sovereign Lord, I don't know, but you know. And he basically tells them, yes, they can live again. In other words, what he actually says, prophesy to them, and they will live. Prophesy. He prophesied to the bones, and they could live. First, they came alive. But, you know, tenants came together and all that, but they weren't breathing yet. They were not breathing yet. Then, he's like, well, they're not breathing. What do I do now? God tells Ezekiel, speak to these bones, you know, breathe the breath of life. You know, breathe. The breath of life came to him, came to these bones. And they stood up, the bones represented the people of Israel. And you say, how does this go in, you know, modern context? You know, we go through life. It can, you know, make people, someone being healed. It's a declaration of like that God can heal, that God can raise up those things that have been broken, that he can raise up bodies that are broken, you know, tendons that are broken, backs that are broken. He can fix, you know, parts of bodies that have been, that might not be functioning right, you know, different parts of bodies, you know, it can even be just, you know, whatever it was, or maybe just as you get, you know, get older than that, or whatever the case may be, then you can say to that, and you can say to that body, live. You're going to live and not die. You're not going to break down. Be healed. Yeah. And you can say, be healed. Move. Be healed. You know, God said live. God didn't say die. God said live. Don't stay where you are. You know, when you can speak to that stuff that wants to slow you down, speak to that stuff. You know, and say, look, after all, it's by him that we live, move, and have our being.
And breathe.
It's through him we live, move, and breathe, and have our being. It's through him.
Yeah.
It's not through our own, you know, organs, you know, our own lungs, you know, and the different organs he gave us, our heart, our liver, our kidneys, our stomach, our back, our legs, our feet, your arms, and all that stuff. God gave us those. God gave us those and every part thereof. You know, he did it. He did that.
Yeah.
And you think about it, and you know, he spoke to those dry bones. You know, and as a little, when we were younger, we'd sing a song about this bone connected to that bone,
mm-hmm.
This bone connected to that bone. This bone connected to that bone, lower leg bone connected to the knee bone, the knee bone connected to the thumb bones. Oh, hear the word of the Lord. And people would hear that, when these kids hear that song, it's, you know, just hearing the word of the Lord. Like, they don't get into any of the thing about, you know, God, that God said to live, God said to move, you know. God put life into it. It leaves the whole Bible part of it out. It just talks about the bones and helping the kids identify the bones.
Uh-huh.
That's all. That's all it does. I mean, it's cute, it's fun,
uh-huh.
but it leaves all that other stuff out.
Uh-huh.
It leaves out the full story of that whole thing that I read to you tonight. That whole 1 to 15. That whole, you know, that 14, that whole story about, you know, that valley of bones, you know, and the come up out of that grave. What does that mean? Don't stay where you are. Don't stay where you are. Move up in God. Move higher. Move higher. There's a song that I've sang on the show. I haven't seen it in a little while, but I feel like I'm supposed to sing it right now before, you know, I wrap it up for the night, and it's talking about, you know, moving up higher, and they would sing it at Riding Out of Brown's Church for a while, through COVID and stuff, and it was a great thing. I'm sure I might have heard it before that, but it helped me get through it. It really did. I can remember even, you know, after a couple months of lockdown, that I remember the first time when I was back in a mall after like 2 months, I went to one in Toledo. I went to mall in Toledo, and guess what? When I got there, guess what was open? The food court was open, and you could eat food at the tables and that.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, you know, and the tables were 6 feet apart and that. But guess what? Of the tables that were there, I would say the chairs were about 65% full.
Wow.
And it was a Saturday, and it was like the third day that you could have indoor dining again, and
right.
I was there, and but while we were eating, and that song was in my head, you know, that I'll move up higher, I'll move up higher. And when I heard that, you know, and I'd hear him say, when we would sing that, and it just, just lifted up my soul. It really did. And you think of something like that, and it's a declaration and all that, because he wants us to move up higher.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't mean for us to just stay where we are. He doesn't want us to stay. He wants us to go higher. In him, find out what, and be better at what he's called us to do. And even as like we seek him in that, in order to move up higher. So, in all your my ways, I'll acknowledge you, Lord. Your thoughts I will pursue. And all where you lead me, I will follow, for I know you will see me through, yes. I will move up higher. I will move up higher. I'll set my sights above the clouds, where God does dwell and his glory does prevail. I will move up higher. Yes, I will move up higher. I set my sights only on him, and these things on earth, they will grow strangely dim. Though your ways are not my ways, says the Lord of hosts. But I lead you, and oh, you will lead me, and I know you will see me through, yes, I will move up higher, oh, I will move up higher. I set my sights above the clouds, where God does dwell and his glory does prevail. I will move up higher. Oh, I will move up higher. Oh, I set my sight only on him, They will grow strangely dim. I will move up higher. Ooh, I will move up higher. I set my sights above the clouds, where God does dwell and his glory does prevail. I will move up higher. Oh, I will move up higher. I set my sights only on him, and these things on earth, they will grow strangely dim. I set my sights only on him, and these things on earth, they will grow strangely dim. Lord God, I thank you for that tonight. Thank you, Lord God, that we would move up higher. And you thank you, Lord God, that you created us. It's in you we live, move, and have our being. And I speak to these dry bones tonight, to these situations, to these people that are believing for healing in their bodies, you know, healing in their minds, and for all that. And I say, live, live. God has called you to be, live. In the name of Jesus, be healed, be whole, be free, prosper. Be what God called you to be in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that we are those who put your word into practice and don't just go, it's a good message, and decide to just, you know, just let it blah, 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 and not do anything about it. That would be those who do it. And I thank you, Lord God, for that in your matchless name. And until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.